This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, September 7th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Three young Christians from Talboro Village, located in India's Odisha state, were banished from their home village because they refused to renounce their Christian faith and convert to Hinduism, reports International Christian Concern. Surrender, age 22, Subhash, age 20, and Jamuna, age 19, became Christians in 2017 and were baptized in 2018 and 2019. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first." John 15, verse 18. President Trump is strongly denying a report that he made disparaging remarks about fallen soldiers during a trip to France 2 years ago, reports Fox News. An article in The Atlantic claimed that in 2018, the president referred to Americans who died in World War I as quote-unquote losers and quote-unquote suckers. Fox News chief White House correspondent John Roberts was on that trip.
I was there in France on that presidential trip, and I can say that none of this came up at the time. So it is curious that it is coming up now, now that we're within 60 days of the election. But the president really infuriated over these reports that he would have referred to the Marines, the 1800 who lost their lives in the Battle of Belleau Woods, and others who were buried at the Ain Marne Cemetery as losers and suckers.
President Trump was incensed at the accusation.
To think that I would make statements negative to our military and our fallen heroes when nobody's done what I've done with the budgets, with the military budgets, with getting pay raises for our military. It is a disgraceful situation by a magazine. And I would be willing to swear on anything that I never said that about our fallen heroes. There is nobody that respects them more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that he's never heard President Trump speak in that manner.
I've been with this president now for coming on 4 years. I've never heard the president use the language that assertedly is said in that article about him calling the military suckers and losers. Just the contrary. He has always had the deepest respect. I'm a veteran, too. I care deeply about these young men and women. I've watched the president honor them in every situation that I've been in with him as well.
And the leftist Daily Beast interviewed 11 senior administration officials, Trump aides, Republican operatives, and former and current friends of the president. The website reports, quote, "Yes, they admitted the commander-in-chief at times makes callous, tone-deaf comments about American military personnel behind closed doors. But it's because he hates the wars they're forced to fight, not the service members themselves," end quote. 800 canvassers affiliated with the Faith and Freedom Coalition, dedicated to mobilizing conservative, evangelical, and Catholic voters, and founded by Ralph Reed in 2009, have knocked on nearly 1 million doors nationwide in battleground states in the past month to encourage people to vote for President Donald Trump this November, reports the Christian Post. Tim Head, the group's executive director, said, quote, "Normally, we start in September, but we backed it up a little bit this year just because the gravity of the election cycle merited an extra month of engagement," end quote. The Faith and Freedom Coalition, whose canvassers knocked on 1.2 million doors during the buildup to the 2016 general election, hopes to knock on as many as 5 million doors by November 3rd. During a live-streamed Q session discussion with moderator and Q Ideas founder Gabe Lyons last Wednesday, Pastor John MacArthur urged pastors to challenge government and reopen their churches. He said, quote, "Being a pastor means you're a truth teller. That means you're a truth teller when it comes to the Bible. That means you protect your people from deception that comes from the world. That's part of being a shepherd. You don't want to aid and abet the lie. This is a lie. And you cannot necessarily say that everybody that's involved in it has an ulterior motive. But the lie is dominating, and you need to be a truth teller, and you need to do your homework," end quote. MacArthur went on to say, quote, "I would say to pastors, have church. Open up. Have church. You don't have to fear someone's going to die. You don't have to fear you're going to get sick because they're not going to be able to trace this back. I haven't seen anything like that anywhere. Health mandates and governor's orders are not law. I don't think you have to fear that. You need to open the church, because this, of all times, when people fear, is where they need to come. End quote. Acts 5 verse 29 declares, we must obey God rather than man. And finally, Christian rocker Zach Williams is gearing up to get back on the road after months in quarantine for a drive-in theater tour with Big Daddy Weave. He says this season has helped him to rely on his faith more than ever. The tour kicks off on September 10th in Marion, Virginia, and will reach 28 markets before concluding on October 30th in South Carolina. Williams is best known for his Grammy Award-winning song called Chainbreaker. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 7th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.